Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life, a life savings company for your journey to and through retirement.
Deirdre Heaney, who's chair of Dublin City Council's Housing Committee, floated the idea that maybe one of the ways that you can take the pressure off services like housing, like infrastructure, all the rest of it, is to get people to move out of the city. Because if they're living in rural Ireland, well, that means that the city has to cope with less and therefore there is less pressure on it. With me in a second will be Martha Gilheeney, who is a content creator who recently swapped her 6-minute commute to work for a 6-hour commute moving from Dublin City Centre to Leitrim. And I'm joined also by Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor and columnist for the Sunday and Irish Indo. Geraldine, you spend an awful lot of time thinking on and looking at things like commutes and the stress on people living within the commuter belt. Is there some practical truth to Deirdre Heaney's suggestion that this would take pressure off?
No. The short answer is no. I mean, this would actually add to it. I mean, it's a failure of our housing policy, the fact that we don't have affordable housing, that people are driven out and further from the city. And it's not just Dublin. We see it in Galway and Cork. They're making longer and longer journeys. To actually make that a strategy and go, do you know what, we'll plan around that. No, they need to be building high density housing, improving public transport. I mean, it's all about proximity.
Hang on a minute.
Good.
We are little. Surely if the Japanese can run high speed rail across a series of different islands and have it that you can move between city centres in relatively small amounts of time, we could do the same. We could turn Portlaoise, Athlone, all of those into commuter towns for Dublin, and likewise you could have commuter rings around Dublin or around Cork and Galway.
Yeah, we could do that. I'm not saying that's not possible and it's not a good idea, but the fact of the matter is we also need to provide housing. We have two issues in Ireland. I mean, one feeds into the other. The housing is ultimately the issue and it has huge impacts on congestion and transport, but ultimately what we need to do is have high speed transport, absolutely, but we also need to have affordable housing. And the solution is not to say to the people who are actually can't find a house in Dublin, look, why don't you consider living in Portlaoise? That is not the solution.
Or Leitrim, as the case may be, and in this case the case is Martha Gilheeney's one, who, as I said, swapped a 6-minute commute for a 6-hour commute. Martha, tell us your personal story. What did you decide to do and why?
Well, I was living on O'Connell Street and I had a 3-minute walk to my workplace and then a 3-minute walk home. And I'd been living there for 8 years until I saw this house that was advertised in Leitrim for a good price within my range. And I'm from Leitrim, so it wasn't that much of a shock. I knew I'd never be able to buy a house in Dublin. And when I saw this house within budget and I was buying on my own, I thought maybe I could do this. But the very first thing I had to do was check the train times, because my job is not a job that I can easily find outside of Dublin. So I checked the train schedules and thought, could this work? And thought it could. So I went and I bought the house, and now I'm traveling to work. It takes me a little over 3 hours to get there and then 3 hours back. But it's not every day. It's not 5 days a week. It's only maybe 3 days a week.
So walk us through the 3 days a week. Walk us through your commute, because that isn't 3 hours in one solid train journey, is it?
No, it's not. No. So I'm a lecturer in a college. I have different start times on different days. But say, for example, some days I start teaching at 11 o'clock. I have to drive to the train station in Leitrim, which takes about 30 minutes, but I give it maybe 40 minutes just to be sure. And then I have about a 2-hour, 10-minute train journey to Dublin. And then I have a 15-minute walk. But the thing is, if I start work at 11, I have to take a train at 7:30 in the morning and get to Dublin at 9:30, because that's the closest one to 11. So I have a lot of wait time before work and after work. It's not like I can just take a train and arrive in Dublin right before my start time.
So what do you do for things like the shopping, social life, spare time? I mean, you're every waking hour that you're not in work, then you're sitting on a train or in a car.
Yeah, I see my work days as purely work days, and I use my commute to do things I would have to do at home anyway. So I'm planning lessons, I'm correcting student assignments, I'm doing my social media. I maintain a very positive mindset around this, because there are things I would have to be doing at home anyway. And now I just use my train time to do that work.
So
they're very long days. I think it's worth it, because I have my own home, which I never thought was going to be possible. So I'm high on life at the moment. I'm still going around saying I can't believe it. I can't believe I have a house.
Well, Ger, whatever about Martha's positivity, would that we all felt the same level of optimism about our lives. What about that argument that if Martha can put up with that level of a commute and still believe that it is better than living in the centre of Dublin City and that you can get a house that you can't afford in Dublin, surely there is some truth in the notion then that if we made that a little bit easier, if the train journey was a bit faster, if it was a bit more regular, people would make that choice and say, let's get out of here.
Yeah, but I think the key word is choice. We need to have the choice to live in the city if we don't want a 3-hour commute. For some people, that house is worth it. For some people, that own space, that garden, all of those things you may not get in the city, all of that's worth it. But it needs to be a choice. And the problem is it isn't at the moment. And having a policy that says, do you know what, if you can't find a house in Dublin, do that commute, is not sustainable in any way.
Well, this is looking at people who are still commuting to work, but a number of texts pointing out like this one. Dublin is full of retirees living in the best locations. What about those people who are retired living in large houses in suburban Dublin? Should we be convincing them to say your retirement would be better spent somewhere grassy and hilly?
I will go back to that word choice. It is entirely up to them. And if you have spent your life working and this is, you know, your nest egg or whatever, you're entitled to stay in that as well. No, I have no, I really, really object to the whole idea of older people being forced to downsize or being made to think that they should, you know, move over and accommodate younger people. Yeah, I mean, we're part of a bigger society and we should think about these things. But again, it all comes down to choice. And the problem is at the moment, there are simple things we can do. Even just parking at train stations is an issue in most places. And you see those train stations at 7:30 in the morning are full. That proves to me that people actually do want that choice. They want to be able to leave their car. They want to not, you know, have to sit in their car for 3 hours on the M50 or whatever. But again, it's just that lack of choice, and we have to solve the housing problem. And if we provide affordable housing in places that are close to people, when people do spend less time in their car, that's what we need to be doing. They're much more likely to surrender their car or take the train. But when the longer we push them to spend in their car, we're never getting anywhere.
Well, I think we may be setting a record here with the text for the longest commute in the country. If yours is longer, do tell us. It says, before COVID, I was travelling 7.5 hours a day from Limerick to South County Dublin, and I wasn't the only one doing that. I now work from home permanently and I do not miss that commute. Martha, your situation, because you described the 3 days in work and the 2 days at home, would it be sustainable if that changed to 5 days in the office? Because I think there's a whole lot of people now who are looking at their work from home arrangements and thinking, can I rely on this into the long term?
No, it definitely wouldn't be. And also, I have really good summer holidays. So my job is a little bit different. It works for me, but I could not do it more than 3 days a week. Definitely not. Also, I couldn't do it if I had to drive it or take a bus. I think the train is a great way to commute. But yeah, what I have works really well for me. But outside of that, I think it will be really hard to do.
I wonder, Ger, are people making that decision where they say, I'll move to the country expecting that they will be able to keep a hybrid work? I don't know if people are guaranteed that they're going to hang on to that.
Yeah, and the problem is, though, your circumstances can change at any time. Your job could change. You could have a baby. Your husband could be made redundant. Your wife could be made redundant. You don't know. Your car could suddenly seize up and you realise, I can't, you know, I can't do this anymore. So it's, you know, it is very hard to make a choice just based on what your options are now instead of your long term. But again, it goes back to that idea of just providing people with more choices, you know, more park and ride, faster trains, more availability of trains. That's a big thing as well. This idea that, like, I can't get home till 7 o'clock because the train that I'm doing, those, you know, they should be simple fixes. I mean, the terrible thing about this is we know what we need to do with housing. It's build at least twice what we're building at the moment. We know what we need to do with transport, improve public transport, the Metrolink, the DART, the Lewis, all of those things. You know, we don't need any more cost benefit analysis reports. We know what to do.
Tech saying Ireland needs to build vertically. That's the issue that people need to come to terms with, which I suppose is the saturation within the city centre. Anton, I moved to Kerry during COVID with the assurance that I could always work from home. Now this is changing. They want us back in the office. I'll have to get another job. I wonder how many people finding that they either they had the assurance or they assumed they had the assurance, depending on the situation in their work, and decided, I'm going to move out to either the home place or somewhere that I've always aspired to, and now they're staring down the barrel of 3-4 hour commutes.
Yeah, I think the problem there as well, though, is, Anton, that working from home had an awful lot of issues as well around it that people didn't see. And it was like younger staff who weren't getting the training from older staff by actually seeing them. And, you know, there was all sorts of things that maybe weren't apparent at the beginning that are now becoming an issue. And that's why a lot of people are rethinking. So it may not just be a case that, oh, you were told this and now they changed their mind. It may be a case of just that an organisation doesn't function like it should because of that.
Martha, what about Jerry's point that it may work for you as you stand now, but depending on how your life may change as you age, it could be a different situation. Have you any worries that changes in your own setting and your own life may impact on your capacity to keep doing that big commute?
Not really. I have to live in the moment. And I mean, you could say the same as my situation before. I had my apartment on O'Connell Street and I felt insecure renting. So I do feel more secure now that I have my own place. And I know things could change, of course, but it works for me right now. I'm hopeful that it will get better. I'm hoping that the train service will get better. So that's the mindset I have to maintain to keep doing this anyway.
Well, you're not alone in texting. I live in an area of Galway about 4.5 kilometres from the city where there's no bus service. I have to walk nearly 2 kilometres to get a bus to work, kids to school, shops, so we drive. We've been promised a service for years, but Galway City Council will not give a space for a bus to turn. This is the delay. Despite this, building continues either side of a narrow road without allowance being made for bus lanes. So despite not wanting to, we drive. And I think we may have the record for longest commute. I have a colleague who commutes from Cove to Dublin too. My God, that's a slog, isn't it? 53106 if you want to get in touch. Jer, thank you very much. Arlene Herbert, motoring editor and columnist with The Sunday and Irish Independent. Thank you also to Martha Gilheeny, content creator, who has swapped, as you heard, her 6-minute commute for that epic 6-hour commute.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.